teach children to listen within. To listen within for their own wisdom. Teach children to listen within for their own wisdom. How would you do it? What do you think? If children are totally dependent on their teachers, they will always be children. But when we teach children to listen within for their own wisdom, they will be dependent upon themselves and their own inner genius will flood forth. Now, the desire of children to be their own teacher is inborn in them from the very beginning. From the very beginning, they want to do it themselves. They want to do it their own way. They want to trial and error. They want to make a mistake, or they want to accomplish whatever goals they have in mind. They want to do these things. And when they do these things, what happens to them? Are they able to be so wonderful? Are they able to be so fantastic? Are they able to be so good? Are they able to fulfill their dreams, their desires, their goals? Are they able to accomplish the things they have? They don't know what they have. They are, when they listen within, they are coming up with things that never before were dreamed of. Oh, perhaps they were dreamed of. Perhaps they were thought of by other people, but never before had these children, had these people, thought of these things. These are little people. They are little people who need to be treasured, who need to be thought of as perhaps the most precious gift that the world has ever given to itself. That the world has given to itself little people who will dream and who will wonder and who will find the goal of listening within. If children are totally dependent on their teachers, they will always be children. And so when the teacher says, this is the way to learn it, this is the only way to think about it, this is the only way to be about it, the children get turned off. We all do. We all like to have our own imagination. When we say to children, how would you do it? What do you think about this? And no matter what it is, if teachers in school are teaching rotely what's going on, if they're teaching the children mathematical tables and things like that, what comes? There's no application. There's no way that children can get excited about anything until they find application. And when they find application, then their interest is piqued. Then their imagination is on high gear. Then they are rolling along, learning, revealing, being from within themselves the magical beings that they are. And we can all do that. Now, do we want to do that? Do we want to be the magical beings that we are? Do we want to be the creative beings that we are? Do we want to be the geniuses that we are? Well, many people sort of cuddle up in front of their TV set and say, I'd rather let someone else think for me. They'd rather cuddle up with a good book and say, I'd rather let some other author be for me. Why do we teach children to read books? Why do we teach children to watch documentaries on television? Why do we do these things? Well, we do them because we think we're inspiring them to be thoughtful, inspiring them to come up with their own way of doing things, their own thinking system. And what are we doing? We're making them dependent on their teachers, and they'll always be children. They'll always be dependent on somebody else. But when you say to someone, now, how do you think we should do this? What do you think about this? Now, I'm sort of stifled on this. I know, well, you have had lots of ideas. You have had lots of ways of doing things. You've had lots of dreams of things that you could accomplish. But you want this person's new idea, this person's revealed idea, this person's imagination to soar, to reveal all that can be done. One young man, his aunt had cancer, and he felt, all right, let's find a solution to this. So he began working with his aunt on her cancer. And as he worked with her, he had to take some of the blood from her body. He had to do all sorts of things. Well, now, here this young man was a teenager, and he was doing these things with his aunt. He was handling her life in his hand, and she let him do it. She realized that he was the kind of person who could take an idea and run with it, who could take an idea and dream with it, who could take an idea and make it his. He was not remaining a child. He was being a mature being in thinking of ways to work on healing this cancer, on stopping the cancer. Now, he didn't accomplish it in time for her demise, but he did find the dream, and she led him into many wonderful fields, and the fields that he went into are now being beneficial to many other people. How would you do it? Teach children to listen within for their own wisdom. Okay, now, how would you go about this? What do you think we should do? Okay, let's play a game. Anybody got any good games? All right, people bring up games. Now, how do you do your game? What are the rules of your game? And so, as the children are revealing the real rules of their game, they're coming up with new rules. They're coming up with new ideas. They're coming up with new inspirations, aspirations, and creations that make the rules exciting. That make the rules something so marvelous, so wonderful, so revealing that they just want to be played. All games, all life, all living is a game. And it's just a matter of learning the rules for it. But then, when you go beyond the rules, when you dream beyond what has been dreamed or what somebody else's dream was, when you come to conclusions that are your inner thoughts, do you think they might work? Do you think they might accomplish something? Do you think they're great? Well, you'll never know until you try it. So experiment. Experiment. Why do children love to take apart their watches and clocks and things like that? Why are they so experimental in that nature? Because they're always trying to find out, how would you do it? How would you handle it? Now, they don't always succeed, and who does? But what they do is they're probing their inner self. They're listening to their inner wisdom. Now, if we would encourage children to listen to their inner wisdom and say, you can do it. Now, just give it a little thought as to how you can do it. Now, you know what I'm going to suggest? I'm going to suggest you think of crazy ways to do it. You think of outstanding ways to do it. You think of amazing ways to do it. You think ways that everybody would tell you, no, 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 that doesn't work. We've tried that and it doesn't work. Sure, they've tried it, but did they try it with your imagination, with your dreaming, with your magic, with your way of looking at things? And they didn't, because they're not you. All of us have the opportunity to reach out and reach in to our divine within us and reveal it. And when we know that all is in divine order, then that divine within us gives us the answer. It reveals the answer to us so perfectly, so wonderfully, so marvelously, so completely, that we come up with solutions that will be a blessing to us and to all the world. But they have to be a blessing to us. In other words, the fulfillment of some idea within our own consciousness, the fulfillment of some imagination that we have brought forth. When we are learning to listen within for our own wisdom, then we are coming up with magic that's unbelievable. How would you do it? What do you think about it? What's another way of handling it? How would we look at it from a totally different perspective? And when children are taught to do that, then learning really takes place. Then wisdom really starts pouring out of them, into their world, into their experiences, into who they are. and everything they do turns out beautiful and fantastic. If children are totally dependent on their teachers, they'll always be children. When a teacher can inspire a child to think about something, then real learning has taken place. When the teacher can inspire the child to dream and listen to the divine within, then true teaching has taken place. Let go and let the divine in you be all that it is today. Let go and the divine in you be the magic that it is today. Let go and let it happen. And when you let go and let it happen, what can you imagine would happen to you? Well, what you can imagine would happen to you would be that all is in divine order and all is working beautifully. Teach your children to dream and look within. Teach yourself to dream and look within. Teach the world to dream and look within. And as you do that, you'll find that it's really quite easy and quite nice. And the world loves it, and you love it. And it is a great life. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.